Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit.
What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Dude.
Whoa, like this is the latest I think I've ever done a show. Well, that's not true, but like for From the Mind of Chaos, this is I have to get a show in. Everything's so built up that there's no way I cannot just get crap that's stuck in my head out of my skull and into the mic to where you guys are sitting there going, oh my god, did he really say that again? So let's I don't know. If you're out getting wasted, having a good time, well, maybe this will help the drive home. And if you're out wasted, having a good time, and I just said have a good drive home, hopefully it's in the back of an Uber car and you're listening to it via the podcast or the show link, because there's no way. Well, let's just do housekeeping and we'll knock it out.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
I want towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want mint for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right, you know, you want to find the show. Here's the easiest way to find it. The link that you just clicked. This is how you find the show. If you want to add any content to the show, the easiest way to do it, the only way to do it, is to send me a story link. Send me your thought to @effingchaos. Anything else you want to check out, chaos_radio, that's fine. Go for it. Send shit out that way. And I will do my best to get what you talk about on the air. Did get a few tweets this week, mainly about people who love or hate the show, which is okay too. Love, hate, cool. Chances are it's usually the ones that hate it that are listening more often than the ones that even love it. It's like they got to see what's going to happen, when the next train wreck is going to happen. So, you know, what I totally, like, in the worst possible way said at the opening show is it's getting wasted. You can listen to this to you on your drive home. That's not the way I totally intended, because here's the thing about a DUI. You don't want one. DUI is bad news. The horrible thing about them is not just the night that you could spend in the drunk tank, because who hasn't done that? Oh, yeah, this guy. I have. Totally did it. Spent the night in the drunk tank. But it's so stupidly expensive. By the time you, like, go through the equation on how much you spent per drink, like, for me, I think it was $3,500 a drink. I didn't even have that many drinks, obviously. I blew a .08, which makes me sound like I blew a dude, but that's totally not my style, but hey, what are you going to do? So you're out. You're getting wasted. You have a good time. You want to listen to this on the ride home. That's fine. But here's the things we do when we're wasted. Like, I can't. Can you imagine, like, the thing? Like, I think half the time I was drunk, no matter what setting it was in, I was lucky if my pants were on. And it's not like I was having a lot of sex. It was just like, hey, I know. It's a fun thing to do. Some people just are narcoleptic when they're drunk. They just fall asleep anywhere it counts. This dude dropped his pants. Middle of Denny's one time. Al knows. Big Al, you know what's going on. I believe I told everybody in the place to suck it when DX was huge. In the middle of the strip in Las Vegas. Just dropped him. Oh, no, it wasn't 2 o'clock in the morning. It was more like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, too. Kids walked by. Fear was had, that's for sure. You know, And nowadays, like, everything is like instant gratification. So think of how things are right now. Like, when old people, and you know how much I love the old people, but when old people will say, you know, we have it easy, you know, they're right. We do have it easy. Can you imagine, like, can you imagine trying to rub one out to a 1980s Playboy? That had to be, like, one of the worst. Like, if you had to do that now, that would be like, whatever. I mean, like, Playboy itself, there is no way that, like, it's got to be selling more for the jokes than it is for the centerfolds. And anybody who's subscribing to the magazine, I mean, obviously there's Playboy Channel, which, all right, that's what I'll subscribe to. But in anything else, there's no way. I mean, like, you need some action. You want, like, you need to rub one out real quick. You're not going to grab the magazine. It's Pornhub. We talk about it all the time on the show. There's no fucking reason. I can't imagine still pictures anymore. Excuse me. They had to suffer through that shit. And like, the scary thing is, like, in an 80s Playboy, like, it looks like girls have, like, somebody in an afro in a headlock with their legs, like the scissors, just pumping out of their head. That's, like, cruel and unusual punishment. That's something that I'm glad that, like, thank God for technology in that aspect. Thank God for technology in a few aspects. Tonight I was out having dinner with my girlfriend. What happened? No bullshit. Here's exactly what happened. We're waiting for our bill. Their system crashed. We're waiting for 10 minutes. And finally, they said, forget it. It's on us. All right. So we had about a $50 meal on them. I'll take it. And then we went back and gave the waitress a tip, but I'll take it. It's scary. It's scary how much they know. I couldn't imagine. Those are hard times. I don't give a shit about you having to walk up big ass hill both ways to school in a snowstorm barefoot. You know, the crime is that the porn that you had to look at, it was still pictures. That's too bad. That's a crying shame. I don't know. I mean, like, anybody who had to suffer through that, you know, I should treat with a little bit more respect, but I'm not going to, because, like, it happened again, like, today. It was bad. Like, I don't know why I, like, single them out, maybe. Like, the moment I see there was these two old guys, and they were, must have been, I don't know, they're pretty heavy guys, too. They're big guys. They must have been, I don't know, at least 320 pounds each, we'll say. And it's like, they were, like, wearing, like, these checkered shirts. It looked like they had stole the picnic table tablecloths and made shirts out of them. And they're walking through. And it's, like, some of the most disgusting things that I've ever seen. First of all, they're bigger than all get out. And two, they're, you know, lucky if they have, like, it wasn't even a gaggle of teeth that they had between the two of them. It wasn't even that. It was more like a column, maybe. And, you know, I guess, like, when I think if I get to that age, I hope, I want to say I hope I'm dead, but then, like, you never want to hope you're dead. It's just because I know there's going to be some asshole like me who's going to be looking at me, and I may be wearing the picnic table cloth shirt, and he's going to come on a show, and he's going to totally clown me for, like, 15, 20 minutes. That's going to be ridiculous. What the hell? So my iPad to my right. That's what I have right now. I have the studio in front of me, iPad to my right. iPad to my right, of course, I have the porn going. And all I keep thinking about is, Jesus, how bad must it have been to flip through a penthouse and have still pictures? And meantime, I have this smoking hot girl, bang, and just, like, I'm ready to go upstairs and just totally destroy the girl upstairs. Yeah, can't help it. And my mind destroyer. She may be asleep the whole time. I don't know. But it's in my head. It's the ego. It's how my ego plays it all, right? Oh, shoot. Yeah, maybe not the funniest show, but just think about that, though. Think how bad that would have been. So there's all this shit that's going down in Waco. I'm sure you guys know about it. Hundreds of weapons were found or recovered. I think they said, like, I think the last count was 136 total weapons were recovered at the scene. And there's so many different reports on what's going on. There's a report, one report that's out there saying that this was a sting, this is a cover-up, this is the other one. You know, it depends on what you're reading, on what you're going to get out of it. Another one is saying that, you know, the bikers who were out there were not firing back. Maybe one was, but the rest were running into the restaurant and, you know, just trying to get cover. And while this was going on, while the melee was going on, that's insane. So every time there's an incident now, every time, it doesn't matter, it seems like, anymore, whether it's police shooting or anything, you got to wait like 24 to 48 hours before the conspiracy comes out or the truth comes out. You can't just take it for what's going on in the moment anymore. And again, back to the technology thing. So many people were there posting their videos of what actually happened. People reliving the accounts a little bit differently than how it was. And like, it's the fact that, you know, you never know what the hell is actually going on or what to believe. You know, CNN will report that it's a sting. Fox News Headline News will report that it's just a crazy bike gang shootout. And Fox News will report that there was unicorns that came through and trampled everybody. It just depends on what you're reading. And I don't know what the hell to believe anymore. Like, when I talk to you guys about it, I'm hoping I have all the right information. But at this point, I don't even know if 136 guns were really recovered or if that's just what, you know, one place was saying. I know something bad happened in Waco, and this wasn't totally from an occult this time. But I don't know what the fuck. And if anybody can help me to find out what the truth was, send it to me at FN Chaos, because I'm reading 10, 15 different things, and it's driving me fucking nuts. I'm afraid that every time I go to reach for the news that this is how it's going to be. I hate it. I fucking hate it. Oh, boy. Politics, right? So, you know, we're getting closer and closer to, you know, who's going to be nominated and running for president, who's declaring, you know, just about everybody's declaring. I feel like when I go to vote this time, you know, I got to go by the lens of, I'm not voting for a politician. I'm not voting for one of those. What lobbyist am I going to vote for? And that will therefore dictate the politician that I choose. I think it was Robin Williams who had a bit, and he said that all politicians should have to wear, like, NASCAR jackets. And on the patches of their NASCAR jackets, it should say who they're, quote-unquote, sponsored by. You know, who's their main lobbyist. Over here, we have big tobacco. Over here, we have the oil industry. Over here, we have, you know, pro-abortion. Over here, we have gun control. I mean, and that way, at least you kind of know what you're walking into. Because just like it's hard to find out what happened in Waco, you can't believe anything that's coming out of anybody's mouth anymore, or ever, really, when it came to politics. So it's messy, and it's dirty. And I don't know what the hell to do, but, you know, there's no how to be how to gauge the lobbyists 101. And if somebody can help me there, again, at FN Chaos, and if I could find out how or what's going on, I'm going to be sure to send it to you guys. I mean, that's all I can do. Maybe not send it, but I'll talk about it over the air. I mean, the people that know this best really are Gov and Snowflake. Problem is, like, we're, you know, not regional. Well, I can't tell you who's going to win, you know, run for governor in Massachusetts. I can't tell you who's going to, you know, run for city council in Seattle. They're going to be high, but I can't tell you who it's going to be. So there's just so much more that, you know, you're going to have to do for yourselves. And I'll find a way to help you if I can, but there's just so much more that you got to do for yourselves. Don't ever trust the first thing to read. Don't trust the second thing that you read. Read like five things, and it may go back to the first thing that you read was right, but geez, anymore? It's ridiculous. nothing into the scenes. NFL, who the hell knows what's going on in the Brady thing? You know, it's pretty obvious that he did something. It's pretty obvious that he knew about it. But what's not obvious or, you know, the exact story on what happened. Just as everything else, the NFL is the pulse of America, right? Yeah, here's to dreaming. Look, I had to get some stuff out there, so hopefully this wasn't too bad for you guys. I'm doing a show tomorrow. I have a whole list of stuff I need to talk about tomorrow, but in the meantime, I just need to get this crap off my chest. So any of the shit you can help me out with, send it to me at Effing Chaos. I'll do the best I can to get it going. LeBron and the Cavs are up 2-0 in Atlanta for all the sports fans that listen to this and sports our way. And he just looks absolutely ridiculously dominant. It's Atlanta just looks like we thought they would look. Horrible. And by, I mean, we thought they would look. Okay, I thought this was going to be a better series than the Western Conference series. It hasn't turned out that way. This has been the joke. 2 dropped in Atlanta. It's pretty bad. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But for those of you out there getting smashed, wasted, have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. Do not drive home. Call an Uber. I saw an F1 car with the Uber logo on the side. So if you call, you know, and get Uber, maybe that's one that you'll get. That'd be the one I would go for, that's for sure. That's really all I got. Just need to get some stuff out there. So with that, yo, I'm out. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar thing. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end.